You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins. Well, today's question is from Jesus, and he's left a few questions for us. We've sent many packages of swag to Jesus.
Swag.
Yeah, we did to Montreal because we love Canada.
America's hat is a lovely place.
Even though shipping was a little bit more expensive because it was over the border, we love Canada.
Do we do that in Canadian dollars?
No, I used my my budget here to ship them stuff.
All right.
Yeah. We love Jesus. And we love church planters in Montreal and in Quebec, but it's because he is a huge fan of New Churches. So
be I a thought huge you were going to say he's a rapper. I'm like, a rapper? Really?
That would be awesome.
Sometimes he rhymes slow. Sometimes he rhymes quick.
So let's hear him rap this question.
Hi, Daniel. My name is Jesus. Just I have a question concerning covering. As you know, I'm planting a church here near to Montreal. And we are planting using or having the covering from Colombia because our mother church is in Colombia. But here, some people told me that it is important to have, you know, relationship, connection, network, and even have other covering, you know, a spiritual covering or support or covering, something like that. What do you think about it? It is good to have, like a multi-site covering or something like that. It is good for the church planter or only with our covering, you know, coming from the church mother or going alone. Please give us some advice if you have it. And we appreciate your help and God bless you a lot. Bye-bye.
All right. You know what I absolutely love about this question and what Jesus said? A church in Colombia planted a church in Quebec.
Yeah.
In the West. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
That's how...
Colombia to Canada.
That's how things have changed, right? The center of Christianity is no longer in the West. All right. It is going south and it is going
east. Oh, yeah. The global south is growing ridiculously.
Yeah. So if that is news to you, you got to read, some missiology out there and it's fascinating to see how the church is booming in other areas of the world. But
let's talk about covering.
Exactly.
Shall we?
It was
the word about covering. Exactly. So do you wear a head covering, Daniel? I'm just kidding.
No, I don't wear a head covering. But Jesus was asking, hey, what do you think about spiritual covering? What do you think about local support?
And what he was talking about is really our...
accountability, right?
Accountability. Yep. It's oversight. It's really, every man is under authority, or should be. And so it's like, okay, well, who are you answering to? All of those questions. So I would say, he said, right now, that is all coming from Colombia.
Yeah.
Should he find a local, place to connect to, or a local, I think, church to connect to?
I mean, I think honestly, it's great that he does have spiritual covering from a church in Colombia. I think number one, that's great. It's every church plant needs to have a mother church, right? Every campus by default has a sending church, a mother church, because it's a multi-site church. But we need that accountability because absolute power corrupts absolutely,
right? Yeah.
And to not have someone that you are answering to not have someone, and obviously, Jesus, you want to eventually raise up a board. You want to raise up elders. It depends on your polity that you are answering to, that are accountable to you, that have the ability to actually fire you and release you if you're going to be able to really say, hey, I want to come under submission. I want to be accountable to you. That's an important thing but for a brand new church, it takes a while to be able to raise up leaders internally for that.
I mean, one of the reasons why we would say we talk about groups or we talk about the connection between people in a local body of believers is because that whole the whole idea of you can't commute to community. Well, a big reason for that is when we compartmentalize our lives and we commute to our church and commute to a community that we don't live in, it's a separation. And a lot of what happens there is the loss of accountability. So in the same way, I would say you can't commute to community, you know, you can't commute to covering, or you can't commute to accountability. Like, you've got to have somebody locally that's not only watching out for you, but watching over you. You know, I think you've got biblical examples of that, whether it's, you know, everybody needs a Paul, everybody needs a Timothy and a Barnabas, you know, all of those analogies still hold true. But you will not go near as far as you could go if you don't have somebody that loves you enough to tell you when you're messing things up.
Yeah. So on that note, right, it's important to have people that are praying for you, right? It's important as a pastor to have a team, whether it's in your church or people within your church and outside of your church, those who are going to be praying for you, those who are going to be caring for you and your family as you care, because being a pastor, you're giving a lot of yourself away, right? You're ministering, you're pouring out, and you need to have people that you can be accountable to, that you can go to and receive prayer. So that's super important, Jesus. But also, in addition to that, you didn't talk about whether or not yet you were a part of a denomination or a network, but oftentimes local denominations and networks are what that covering is oftentimes. So in your area, when you look at theologically how you align up, are there any denominations or networks that you can join forces with, right? That you can say, hey, as a church, we want to be a part of this network. As a church, we want to be a part of this denomination. We are going to give back to the denomination. We're going to give into it. You may not be sustainable yet, but what does it look like for you as a church to tithe and to actually go into and invest into global missions, into church planting collectively with others as well? And when you do join a network or a denomination, there's oftentimes there's a creed, right? Or there's a agreement that you need to say, hey, yeah, this is who I am. This is the lifestyle that I'm going to be living. I want to live with integrity. I want you to keep me accountable. So that's the role and why we highly encourage churches to be a part of a denomination or a network. The other thing that I would say, in addition to being a part of a denomination or network and having a mother church or ascending church, is to find other churches in your area, in your community, that you can partner together with. Right? Who in your area has the same heart as you, has a similar type of vision and values as your church? And how can you actually collaborate kingdom-wise to reach the lost in your neighborhood, where maybe you're a church of 100 and you have two other or three other churches of 100 each, and you guys can all actually come together and say, hey, we're going to do a block party together in this neighborhood, or we're going to hand out and water bottles, and we're going to engage in spiritual conversations at our park, or we're going to bless this city, right? Because there's so much more that you can do with other churches in your area and make that collaborative impact than you can do on your own.
I would say also look at other local Christian leaders that have been in that community for a long time.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be able to help you understand the community, understand the culture, and they will definitely appreciate you as a church planter coming in and seeking out, you know, some local older wisdom. A lot of times, you know, we have a reputation as young whippersnappers of just coming in with a lot of money, a lot of backing, and, you know, all of the things that may or may not be true, but I think you benefit in multiple ways by seeking an older, wiser local pastor who can, you know, really benefit greatly from you as well and your perspective. So all those, I've never been in a relationship that has been that type of coaching relationship or that type of a mentoring relationship where both parties have not benefited from the process. So I would highly encourage you to do that as well. It's not formal. It may be informal, but submitting yourself to that and even asking for feedback will be really helpful.
Yeah. And also think about your family too, Jesus, right? Who, how can you lend that support as well to your spouse, to your children, and who are maybe, maybe you're not from Montreal, or maybe you don't have family there. Maybe you do, but if you don't, maybe there's an older couple or someone who can actually take you under their arm and be parents or grandparents, be grandparents to your children. As well, someone who has that you can submit to, that they can learn from as well. Because once again, we're a part of the body of Christ, right? And there's so much beauty in that. There's so much diversity in that. So think about kingdom collaboration. That's one of the practices of churches that multiply, according to our research and a lot of the stuff that we write about in Multiplication Today, Movements Tomorrow. That's one of the ebooks that you can get at newchurches.com. But kingdom first, kingdom collaboration is so important to reaching your city. So Jesus, I appreciate your question. I appreciate you talking about spiritual covering, longing for local support. And the answer is yes, you do need it. You do need it. There's a lot of different ways that you can get it. Join a denomination or a network, partner with other churches in your city, talk to other pastors that have been there for a long time in your area, and come before the Lord, right? Have a prayer team that can support you. And above all else, just keep on running the race of faith with perseverance. Thank you, Jesus, for your ministry in Montreal. And for all of our listeners, thank you again for committing yourselves to this podcast, to supporting us. And we thank you for your ministry. We'll catch you next time.